The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters
the danger zone.
Welcome to the danger zone, or as it's been throughout the spring, it's actually the attractive zone. But whatever you call it, it is a segment on this show that highlights the work of New Constructs. New Constructs is the research firm created by David Trainer, and it brings forensic accounting to discounted cash flow. If you don't understand what all that means, here's what it means in plain English. Where everybody else evaluates securities from the top down, David and his crew, they go in from the bottom up and they look to see what is misleading, because misleading can be dangerous, or what is perhaps more attractive than the market's giving credit for. They're getting a true picture of a company's economic and financial status. If you want to learn more about how it works, you're going to go to newconstructs.com. And like I said, they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. The dangerous ones are the ones that look good at the surface, and then, yeah, from the bottom up, not so good. The attractive ones, those are the ones that everybody's going, I wouldn't buy that. And David goes, yeah, you should. NewConstructs.com, at NewConstructs for more information. David Trainer, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
So who's in the attractive zone this week?
Spirit Aerosystems.
I can't do the whistle. Normally I can whistle. I was going to try to do that little wolf whistle thing. There you go, see? And that's not a sounder, folks. That's David Trainer helping us out with it. It's Spirit Aerosystems Holdings. That's ticker symbol SPR. Why is Spirit Aerosystems looking good to you?
It's trading at a major discount to its peers, even though it has far superior profitability, not necessarily in margins, but on the balance sheet. So this is where our forensic accounting also adds a lot of value. It's not just looking through the footnotes and gathering all the data that people don't usually have time to gather. It's also knowing how to assemble the complete financial picture, the complete mosaic, or all the pieces to the puzzle for understanding profitability. And a big part of that is asset efficiency, not just margin efficiency. So Spirit Aerosystems has the highest return on invested capital, significantly higher than anybody else, any of its peers, you know, 16%. You know, and the next closest firm is Triumph at 12%. Arconic is down at 2%, right? Textron is at 5%. Anyway, much, much higher returns on invested capital. And it all comes from their balance sheet efficiency. They don't have the highest margin, but they have the highest asset efficiency. So this is a much more profitable asset-light business than people realize. And so it's a lot cheaper and a lot more profitable than people think.
So it's more profitable than people think. How much more profitable? And what is the disconnect? You always talk when we're in the danger zone about, hey, the stock price represents this and look at what the company would have to do. So in this case, it's a very low hurdle. What makes a stock attractive is that you're going, wow, this is like the easiest hurdle for them to get across. So how bad is this valuation when you put it into economic terms?
Kenneth James, our new director of research, did some great work on this front. So, you know, I'll start with the normal stuff we do, which is look at $57 a share. The market is implying that Spirit Aerosystems profits will decline by 30% permanently. Permanently decline. Their price to economic book value is 0.7. The industrial sector and aerospace subsector both trade at a 1.4 price to economic book value. So that's a ratio implying significant profit growth, whereas their stock price implies significant profit decline. Breaking it down further, the current stock price means that either the profit margins will immediately decline from 9 to 6%, or another scenario would be to say they drop to 7% along with a 20% revenue decline. Super adverse scenarios, especially compared to the fact that during the height of the Great Recession in 2008, revenues only declined 2% while margins remained flat at 8%. So in the most recent worst case sort of macroeconomic environment, you know, all we saw was a 2% decline in revenue and margins remaining flat at 8%. Margins are a little higher now, but the stock price implies that margins are either going to drop significantly lower than they've ever been, 6%, or drop to 7% along with a 20% decline in revenue, right? So what we're seeing here, again, is a misunderstanding of the economics of the business because they're implying a bigger profit decline than people realize because they don't understand the balance sheet side of the profit.
What is the catalyst that makes the market wake up and realize what they're missing out on here?
You know, the big cloud overhanging the stock are the contract talks for the master service contract with Boeing. And we think that those will eventually resolve or be palatable enough so that they're less harsh than what's reflected in the current valuation. You know, that's kind of the benefit here, right? We're always focused on risk reward. And with the valuation implying such sort of a catastrophic future for profits, your risk reward is good. So they got to get, you know, if they can resolve the master contract and just get rid of that, we think that's the biggest near-term catalyst. And considering that Boeing relies on Spirit AeroSystems for about 70% of the parts for every 737, Boeing's best-selling aircraft, we think this is going to happen. It's got to happen. That's the main catalyst. Longer term, the demand for new planes across the industry, the mood coming out of the recent Paris Air Show is very bullish. And so we think, you know, long-term macro picture is good. The short-term catalyst is going to be getting this master service contract done.
Well, there you have it. It's Spirit AeroSystems Holdings, ticker symbol SPR, our not-so-dangerous or actually our attractive zone pick for today. David Trainer, we won't talk to you again until after the July 4th holiday. So you have a great holiday, and we'll look forward to catching up with you then.
Thank you, Chuck. Same to you.
David Trainer, everybody. He is president and founder at New Constructs. And for more information, go to newconstructs.com. Don't forget to follow them on Twitter at New Constructs. All right. Up next, it's the Money Life Market Call. You've been waiting all day, and you'll be rewarded when we return right after this message.